Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. This is a very unusual story, very beautiful story, very short story, but it's very much worth telling. It's a story about the Semach Tzedek, Rabbi Menachem Mendel, the third Chabad Rebbe, who lived in approximately the mid-1800s. Once a chassid brought his young daughter along with him when he went to the Semach Tzedek for a private audience. It's called Yechidus, private audience. The little girl was only 3 or 4 years old at the time of the visit. The two adults sat and talked, and as they did so, the Rebbe was crossing one foot over the other one so that the slipper that he was wearing actually fell off. Very quietly, without a sound, the little girl crawled under the table and started to tickle the Rebbe's foot. The Semach Tzedek laughed. The little girl's father, when he saw what happened, was very upset. Like, it's not coveting. How could my little girl be tickling the foot of the Rebbe? But when the Rebbe saw how alarmed the man was, he said, "Shh, it's okay. Tell me what her name is." The chassid said, "Her name is Bracha." Semach Tzedek answered, "Bracha and Hatzlacha she will have." That was the bracha he said. Her name was Bracha, and he said, "Bracha and Hatzlacha, blessing and success she'll have." From that day on, this little girl was successful in everything she did. Years later, her son, Reb Yaakov Rapkin, always consulted her, always asked her advice, and did whatever she advised. And he also saw tremendous success in all of these matters. And that's the story. Now, everything in Torah is a lesson for us. What lessons can we learn from this story? I think that one of the lessons is the tremendous power of simcha. We see that this little girl had a sense of simcha herself, that she wanted to make somebody laugh. Tickling somebody is something you do to make them laugh. And when she caused simcha to the Semach Tzedek, this brought tremendous bracha, which lasted apparently her whole life and everything she did, and even benefited other people as well. So simcha is the way that a person's supposed to live. Imdu es Hashem b'simcha, the pasuk says in Tehillim, serve Hashem with joy. Now, as the Baal Shem Tov said, it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah just to be b'simcha. There are certain times when we're supposed to be b'simcha, such as a Yom Tov and so forth. But being b'simcha, being in a state of joy on a regular basis from day to day, is not a mitzvah by itself. However, the Baal Shem Tov said that it's more powerful than any individual mitzvah. And similarly, the Baal Shem Tov said that there's no avera, there's no sin for a person to be depressed. But it's more powerful in a negative way than any singular mitzvah, any singular avera, any singular violation of Hashem's will. This is what the Baal Shem Tov said. It's not a mitzvah to be with simcha, per se, but it's more powerful than any mitzvah. It's not a avera, not a transgression, a sin, to be depressed, but it's more powerful in a negative way than any given avera. And that's because when a person is besimcha, then they rise up to a higher level. Simcha paitis kol geder. Our sages say that simcha breaks through all boundaries and limitations. When a person is besimcha, they accomplish so much more. And when a person is depressed, it's so very, very hard to accomplish anything. In fact, the Yetzer Hara may come to the person and say, "Oh, you are with this fault and that fault." And try to get us depressed, because the Yetzer Hara knows that when a person's depressed, they don't feel like doing any mitzvahs. But when a person besimcha, they feel that they can do anything. And that's why the Rebbe encourages very, very much to be besimcha. To be besimcha, of course, doesn't mean that we're besimcha instead of serving Hashem. It just means to be besimcha so that our service to Hashem will be much better and much more powerful. As a matter of fact, the word yismach, which means that one should be happy, or yisamach, one should make another person happy, has the exact same letters as Mashiach. When I say exact, I'm equating the Shin and the Sin, because they are really, in essence, the same letter, two different versions of the same letter. But we see the word that has to do with Simcha, Yismach, has the same letters as the word Mashiach, because Simcha is a very powerful element in bringing Mashiach. And of course, Mashiach is a person with great Simcha, because he is the one who's bringing the Geula. So it's very important for all of us to try to be B'Simcha. As a matter of fact, even soldiers, when they're going out to war, are instructed to do so with Simcha. Seemingly, what's the Simcha? They're going out to kill other people. But because Simcha brings a person to a higher level and is able, therefore, to accomplish more. So therefore, I would ask everyone to try to increase in Simcha, even though it's a very serious time in our history. We are fighting a war for our very survival. And unfortunately, there have been many, many Jewish people killed, many, many Jewish people injured, many soldiers, many civilians. There are many who are still captured, and we have to daven for them every single day. At the same time, our mission has to be done with Simcha. Learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, adding in goodness and kindness, Avos Yisrael and all the other mitzvahs of the Torah, all to be done with Simcha, because we'll be able to do it so much better that way. It'll be so much more powerful. It'll bring the Geula so much quicker. If you would like to dedicate a story, please contact me by email, jewisheducate@gmail.com. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.